Meeting of the Jefferson County School District Finance Corporation to order. The first order of business is the approval of minutes of the previous meeting of the Board of Directors. That meeting took place on August 28th, 2018. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Board Member Geese and seconded by Board Member Brady. All those in favor? Motion passes unanimously. The next order of business is the election of officers to serve in the Finance Corporation. May I have a motion to approve the recommendation for election of the officers? Board Member Geese with the first. Do I have a second? Board Member Kolb, all in favor? Motion passes unanimously. Acceptance of report from Strothman & Company, PSC, on audit of financial statements. May I have a motion to accept the report? Board Member Duncan, second. Board Member Brady, all in favor? Motion passes unanimously. To explain tonight's bond issue approvals and authorization, I would like to turn to Cordelia Harden for an introduction of our guests.
Next to me is Laura Thielman. She is our bond counsel from Wyatt Terrett and Combs. Then Chip Sutherland, who is one of our fiscal agents with Hilliard Lyons, and Dwight Salisbury with Ross Sinclair. This particular bond issue that we are coming forward to ask for approval is $61,440,000. It's a 17-year bond, 2020 through 2037 is when it would be paid off. It involves seven different projects, DuPont Manual, HVAC, Hyde Elementary, HVAC, the Phoenix School of Discovery, phase one for that HVAC, Westport Early Childhood, Stewart Academy, a partial roof replacement, Valley High School, also a partial roof replacement, and Wilt Elementary, a roof replacement. Any questions?
Mr. Brady. Thank you, Chair. I have some very serious concerns about issuing these particular bonds, in particular to item that's related to DuPont Manual. I think that Manual obviously does need some renovations, but I question the wisdom in issuing a bond that's for $34+ million, which also later on in our agenda for our general meeting, seems to be that project can escalate all the way up to, given if I'm looking at the paperwork correctly, up to $48 million. And then once you include contingencies, that can actually skyward more past $50 million. I have concerns about that because when you start taking a look at some of the newer high schools within the state of Kentucky, they're usually around the $80 million range. And at this point, we are spending $50 million to replace the HVAC or air conditioning unit for these, and it's more than just that, I realize that, but generally that's the one way of looking at it. For these buildings, when we can spend just a little bit more, well, quite a bit more, but a good bit more, but also have a brand new facility that would have better environmental effects, that would be possibly net zero, have geothermal heating, would save this district a lot long-term regarding, energy usage, and also we can, build these schools to be better learning environments using today's technologies and also implementing the latest in security features as well. I have big concerns about this because we are spending, I think, if I were to estimate this with the $48 million total, somewhere in the neighborhood of renovations of about $148 per square foot. If you were to ask KDE about total renovations for a school like this, their limit is $190 per square foot. I know this because Fayette County Board of Education earlier this year was going to renovate Tates Creek High School at a cost of $77 million. Tates Creek High School is about the same as far as student enrollment as Manual, and KDE turned that down because it exceeded their $190 per square foot renovation limit. We keep doing this piecemeal to stay under that, so we'll do a roof replacement as a item. Then we'll do HVAC as an item. Then we'll do something else as an item, or maybe some other minor renovation. But we, as long as we keep doing this piecemeal, we stay under that $190 limitation from KDE. I just don't understand why we would spend well over 50% of the replacement cost for a school when we could turn around and have a brand new school, considering the fact that in 15 years, Manual will be, that building will be 100 years old.
First, let me address the, in case there are increase in cost, as you referenced, this bond issue cannot be increased. So the $61 million is what we would issue the bond for. In addition, the BG1s, what you are approving this evening at the next board meeting, at the regular board meeting, has to do with bringing in the fees, the funding change from cash to bond, and the bond discounts. As far as the renovations, I'll turn that over to Mike.
I'll try to address, I believe, all of the questions, and if I miss anything, please let me know. We, and Cordelia could assist in some of this, we have a certain amount of bonding capacity within this district, and it's been well established that there are anywhere from 30 to 40 end-of-life buildings. In order to renovate those buildings that must be renovated, we have to be very judicious with the bonding capacity of the district. If we were to build a high school, we would not have bonding capacity at this point to continue to renovate the buildings that must be renovated. Nothing would please me more than to have the amount of money to build new high schools and, in most every case, new schools in the district. However, the KDE replacement value for a school, although $190 per square foot is the limit based on renovations, the replacement value as of 2018 was $238 per square foot would be our estimate. A school like Manual High School, we estimate to be anywhere from $100 to $120 million to replace the type of facility that we have there. The other reason that we piecemeal is not to stay under a renovation limit, it is because many times roofs do not expire at the same time that an HVAC system does. We, yes, in some cases, two, maybe even a year later, are replacing a roof on a building that we've just renovated, but in many cases, that's a partial roof replacement. Not to get too into the weeds in this, roofs do not age at the same rate, depending on the direction that they face, the amount of weather that they have, the type of material they're made out of. And having 155 buildings or across the district, we have to take care of the worst roofs first. So sometimes that means this year we're replacing one that's in terrible shape, so next year we can replace one that's in bad shape at that point. The other thing that has occurred over recent years is construction costs, especially new construction costs, have skyrocketed as the economy improves. For example, Ramsey Middle School cost $17 million to build in 2006. Right now, we have estimates for our new East End Middle School to be $32 million in today's dollars, and that building hasn't even been bid at this point. That's just following the KDE guidelines. So there's a little bit of the rationale on why we do that. I would agree in a lot of cases we should look to build when we can. However, the other thing is we like to stand by the industry standard of a 65% facilities condition index being the limit for a rebuild versus renovate, meaning that if the cost of the renovation is 65% of the existing building's replacement value, then we would move for rebuilding instead of renovating. However, at this time, that's not a possibility for us.
I understand that, and I think I'm a little confused by the $120 million top end of that. I understand about $100 million, and the reason I bring this up is because when Fayette County just opened Frederick Douglass High School, that high school is 350,000 square feet, which is 25,000 square feet larger than Manual, and they did that for a cost of $83 million. So I understand that real estate prices and construction costs can be higher here, so I kind of gave it another $20 million and thinking that at this point you're still 50% of the replacement value. I'd have a hard time thinking it'll be $40 million over that, but that's just, I was trying to ballpark it with, given the fact that Frederick Douglass just opened, not even two years ago, versus where we are now.
And Manual's a special case, just like the Academy at Shawnee is a special case. Those are two buildings that are recognized by the Historic Register. They are what we would consider flagship buildings, and we've talked about a commitment to renovate flagship buildings. Manual has terrazzo floors. It actually has granite in the building, has stonework, has craftsmanship that in today's buildings that we don't have. So to look at an apples-to-apples replacement value, that's where the $120 million comes from. Also, for the various projects that Manual High School has, that's where we would like to estimate on the up end, the other being that if we said today we'd like to replace Manual High School, it would be about 4 years until that happened.
Okay, I understand that maybe your main building should be saved, because I do know that that is a symbol of the school, but there are other areas of the other parts of that building that are newer, but are yet also very old all at the same time. And I think that if given a choice, if you were to talk to our students and asking them, you know, show them a picture of something like Frederick Douglass with their new facilities, and then show them a picture of where they're currently going to school, they'll probably end up trying to pick a newer facility. And I think that, you know, obviously you've been talking about this for a long time. I just don't see how we're going to get ahead of anything if we keep spending 50% of the replacement cost on these buildings.
Any other questions or comments? Board Member Craig.
Just because we're on the topic, our bonding capacity is dictated by our revenue. Our revenue is dictated by what we can tax. This conversation demonstrates once again why we as a board should start thinking about the nickel tax. And once again, I want to go on record to say I'm fully supportive of it and think that we should be moving forward on that path at some point. So there you go. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Thank you, Cordelia. Is there a motion to approve the bond issue approvals and authorizations, items A through P? Board Member Craig, second by Board Member Geese. All those in favor? Opposed? I believe it's 6-1. Motion passes. There being no other business this evening, I'd like to thank our guests for being here tonight and for time and effort put into supporting these issues. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Board Member Geese, second by Board Member Craig. All those in favor? Thank you. We are adjourned.